All right, let's see if I can do this in 5 minutes. I doubt it. So I was looking for the pattern, the world's pattern. So I went to the top songs just to see what they were all saying, because it's usually a pattern that they're trying to indoctrinate the young people in. And so Taylor Swift was up there with Anti-Hero. And if you look at the lyrics and you listen to the lyrics, you read them, she's saying, it's me, the problem is me. And then she talks about narcissism in there and a few other things. But has she become self-aware? Most people are not self-aware. They can point one finger, but they never look at themselves. You got three fingers pointing back. You point one finger, you got three pointing back. But the self-awareness problem is rampant. It's all over, because when you're born into this place, you're born into a flesh mind, an AI program running off your bloodline, your culture. Think about it. A baby can only know what its mom or daddy taught them, or its culture, or its surroundings. And until it becomes self-aware and starts to renew its mind, the baby is just an AI program. It's just running on a program. You know, the women say, oh, that's so cute. Okay, yeah, the baby's cute or whatever, but it's running on a program. The human is running on a program. When the human splits the matrix, comes down in this place, it runs on a program. And so everybody around you is pretty much running on a program unless they become self-aware. And Taylor Swift's song, pretty much, she's admitting, and I think she wrote it, and I think she directed it, you know, the video that goes with the song. You know, MTV was attacked by the churches, but in a way it was a good thing, because it actually put in movie form what the artist was thinking, you know. And so one of the scenes in her audio, video, whatever you want to call it, she was in a casket, and all her people around her were fighting over her money, you know. And one says, you killed her, you pushed her off the cliff or whatever. It was a Jerry Springer show. So it looks like she was telling everybody that she's enabled people to be narcissistic, that she was the problem. The people around her were just yes people, and she was just enabling them. She enabled them, you know. And it's true. It's true in your life, my life, everybody's life. If you enable somebody to do wrong, so I remember the wife, she would cry like a little baby at 35 years old because something didn't go her own way. She'd just turn the tears on and turn them off, and everybody enabled that insanity. Even though she was an adult nurse making $20 an hour way back then, probably 20, 40 an hour now, but she would cry and poor mouth and poor pitiful me and be the victim mindset, and everybody enabled that narcissistic selfishness. And so when you enable that stupidity, that's before I even knew what narcissism was, but I didn't enable the foolishness. And when you don't enable a narcissistic sociopath, they become more sociopathic. They never look at themselves. And that's what Taylor Swift, I think, is saying in her video. She admit the people around her, she kind of enabled. But at the same time, she's waking up and saying, I'm the problem. It's me. I got this driver in a nice car. I don't know how to drive. In front of me on the highway. It's me. The problem, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me. For that to become a popular song, for her to throw narcissism in there, for her to bring that to the top of the world seen. She knows what she's talking about. She has to. She knows what she's doing. They know what they're doing when it comes to the lyrics, when it comes to the sound, the rhythm, and all that. They throw in certain tones, and they know what people will listen to. They know. They've done the research. And so, whoever's listening to me, are you self-aware? Are you blaming other people? Are you self-aware? Have you woken up yet? And I'm not talking about the woke culture. I'm talking about the anti-woke. The name of her videos, her song is Anti-Hero. Anti-Hero. A hero does what? It sacrifices. It's self introspective. It looks at his own, it doesn't blame everybody else. The people get the leadership they deserve. The people get the leadership they deserve. And you know that you're surrounded by selfish, spoiled, enabled, prideful people who think the world owes them something. Growing up, you might have one cousin who thought the world owed them something. But then you started seeing the whole society switch over to that. In your family, you would see one person, the world, you thought, well, they think the world owes them something. They think they, just because they were born, they deserve this, that, and the other. But the whole society's turned to that. And for that to be a top five song, I guess it was number one at one point. For that to be a top five song, does that mean we're all waking up? Does that mean you're finally looking in the mirror? Does that mean that you're finally able to say, hey, it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer? They'll say that in church, but the pastors, they won't say, hey, are you a narcissist? Are you a sociopath? Are you a psychopath? Do you need to wake up? Do you need to be self-aware, introspective? Are you waking up? Wake up. Wake up, Neo. Neo, you're asleep. You can become the one, but you're Neo right now. You can become the one in Christ, but you can't think it's all about me. Most people, and I'm talking about saved people, they think it's about them. They'll go to a job, and the job has to have a teamwork. Has a team. A new person comes in, they think it's all about them. They're not a part of the team. It's all about me, 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 me. And they usually don't last. Because it's not about me. It's not about one individual. It's a team. And that's true from the captain all the way down to the one washing the deck, you know? I think I made it under 10 minutes. I really didn't get to say everything I wanted to say, but the gist of the matter is, are people starting to wake up from their narcissism? Or are they still blaming everybody else for the problem and trying to get everybody else to do something for them that they can do themselves?